Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. You guys missed the memo. Today was the day to be at the 8:30 service. We were packed. I don't know what's going on. Our season of Epiphany begins and ends with belovedness. First, at Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan, when the voice of heaven said to him, "You are my son, beloved. With you I am well pleased." And now today, on top of a high mountain, when a voice came from a cloud saying, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." One was private, launching a ministry of healing and teaching. The other was a declaration to those who would follow him down the mountain and onward to what awaited in Jerusalem. In short, in this short season, particularly short this year, we have been guided through our scripture into a deeper understanding of the belovedness of Christ and who it was that this Jesus was. The image of light has grounded us in this belovedness. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. This is how we have chanted ourselves into worship these past weeks. We've followed this light from the wild star that first led the Magi all the way to this dazzling light which transfigured Christ on the mountaintop. Belovedness and light, then, are the place from which we begin our Lenten journey. We still have a few days before that begins, though, and so today I'd like to invite you into a practice for liminal space, a practice for that hinge of leaving one season of the church year and stepping into a new one, a practice of reflecting on questions. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like questions are an abiding thing in my life. I always have more questions. Why did that happen? What's really going on there? What was I thinking? I come to that one a lot. What can I do to change this for the better? My questions circle on and on. These questions in life swirl about us all the time, but here at the end of this season, as we prepare for Lent, I offer you these questions for reflection. How is it that you have come in this season of belovedness and light to a deeper understanding of Jesus? How have you come to a deeper understanding of who you are as a person of faith? What moments of insight have you had, perhaps, where you've heard God speaking to you or calling you on a path of action and discipleship? Have you heard the voice of God calling you the beloved? Have you seen a light that's really too bright to even see and known that you are somehow in the presence of the divine? Will you follow Jesus down this mountaintop and along the dusty path of everyday life? Will you take this road to Jerusalem again this year? I offer these questions to you, and yes, I don't expect you to remember them. They're actually written down on a half sheet over there by the pancake supper sign up if you want to spend some time with them. But I offer these questions to you because part of the work that I believe that we are being called into as a community at St. James is deeper spiritual grounding, individually, but even more importantly, together. Lent is the perfect season to focus on such a call. And so I hope you will consider joining me and others in participating in the Good Book Club. We will be reading through the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts in Lent and then Eastertide. Beginning Ash Wednesday, there will be devotional materials you can collect, sticker-a-day journey for kids, daily reflections for adults, and also copies of Forward Day by Day, something I know some of you are familiar with, but a little booklet that for us this season will have a chunk from the Gospel of Luke every day. And so if you read for these 40 days, you will read the entire gospel. Additionally, beginning next Sunday, we begin a 5-week series on the Gospel of Luke. It'll happen after this service. This course called Luke the Liberator is a video-based series that will include discussion and reflection on how the themes that are found in Luke still apply to us in our lives today. I hope that you will intentionally set aside time to be a part of this spiritual work in Lent. Because belovedness and light do not belong to Epiphany only. They are traveling companions on our journey of the faith life, throughout our life. They are beacons to remind us of who and whose we are as we come close to God together as a community. Amen.